Time now for Inside Maryland Politics, made possible by PNC. This morning, we focus on one of the major upsets in last month's primary. State Senator David Brinkley, the Senate Minority Leader, lost his re-election bid to Delegate Michael Huff, and it was a big loss. Huff had some 68% of the vote. We look at that election now and at the brewing battle for the 4th District Senate seat in November with Jeremy Bauer-Wolf of MarylandReporter.com. Jeremy, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Brinkley had a long history in the General Assembly. Originally elected to the House of Delegates, started serving in 1995. He moved over to the Senate in 2003. Huff's only been in the legislature for one term since 2011. Why did voters choose the less experienced Huff over the more experienced Brinkley?
Well, in the 4th District, it's very conservative-minded. The voters there are seeking a change from the Democratic establishment. So Huff ran a very energetic campaign dedicated to presenting David Brinkley as a liberal, siding with Governor O'Malley on a lot of issues, which is absolutely not the case. But to the voters there, it was very appealing because they're looking to seek a change.
Does this election have anything to say about the power of the Tea Party in the Maryland Republican Party or just in that particular part of the state?
It's hard to say. I would say that it's probably more of an indication of that part of the state, which, again, is very conservative. It's one of the most conservative areas in Maryland. But it's interesting that Delegate Huff likes to downplay his Tea Party ties. You know, when you do interviews with him, it's more of a, oh, I just welcome their support rather than representing the party.
That's when he does interviews out on the campaign trail.
You know, it's it's a different story out on the campaign trail. He presents himself as a conservative, a hardline conservative, voting against every single issue coming from the O'Malley administration.
Could the loss of Brinkley in the Senate Republican leadership have any ramifications for the Frederick County he represented?
Well, actually, now the senior senator there is Ron Young, who is a Democrat. And that was something that Brinkley did mention, that if he had lost, then Delegate Huff would be the junior member. And, you know, I think the Republicans in the Senate try to approach the Democrats pragmatically. So I think they were really seeking Brinkley, who had that record of being able to reach across the aisle. Delegate Huff does not have that.
And Huff will have a fight on his hands to become the actual senator. Who's he going to be facing in the general?
That's Dan Rupley. He is a 71-year-old activist attorney. He's very invested in making a change in Annapolis. You know, he ran specifically so that Delegate Huff would have an opponent. Otherwise, he said Brinkley was doing an excellent job. It was interesting. Rupley actually has a Republican advisory board who's going to be working through him. A lot of the Republican establishment actually was against Delegate Huff being elected. 8 of 12 GOP senators endorsed Brinkley over Huff in the race.
And with independents who represent a decent chunk of the voting populace in the 4th District able to vote in the general, we'll just have to see what happens.
Absolutely.
Definitely a race to watch. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For Inside Maryland Politics here on your public radio, I'm Nathan Sterner.
I'm Jeremy Bauer-Wolf.